You know, I was just reading in Exodus chapter 4 this morning with my daughter, and we were looking at the story of Moses and the burning bush, and that's where Moses received his call to be the leader of all of Israel. And Moses at that time says to God, "I don't know if I can do this because I'm not very good at speaking." And I mean, naturally, the ability to be able to speak for a person who's going to lead a large group of people is something that generally is pretty important. But it didn't seem to be bothering God too much, because God had called Moses, he'd made Moses, and he called him to this position. But anyway, the Lord says to Moses, okay, well, you've got your brother Aaron there, so Aaron can speak on your behalf. And Aaron was a more eloquent speaker, but I guess what really struck me with the whole thing was that even though Aaron was the more eloquent one, Moses was the one that God had chosen. And I think it's really easy for us in our lives to look around at other people who do what we do and sometimes seem to do what we do and do it a whole lot better than we do. And it can make us feel very intimidated, and we can start saying, well, you know, God, really? I mean, why use me? You could use this other person over there so much better. But the Bible says that the call and gifts of God are irrevocable. They're without repentance. When God gives them to us, he doesn't take it back. And so there's nobody else in the world who can do your call. Whatever it is that God has asked you to do, you may not feel like you're the greatest person in the world at it, but you've got to do it, because there's nobody else that he's going to give that job to. There's other people who could help you with it, but he will not give that call and that responsibility to anybody else on the face of the earth apart from you. So in a way, that's kind of an encouraging thing, because it means even if we're struggling a bit, we can know that God's not going to look at us and go, well, you know, you're not good enough, and so I've decided I'm not going to use you anymore and I'm going to give it to somebody else. We can have confidence that if God has appointed us to something, we might struggle a bit, we might be learning a bit, we might go up and down with it, but at the end of the day, we're going to be able to walk in it, because the Lord is walking with us. He's called us to it. He's given us authority for it. He's appointed us and anointed us for it. As far as he's concerned, one person plus God is always a majority.